project management for a business plan. In this chapter, you will learn about the different steps you need to do to prepare your business plan, including starting your imagination, letting it loose, letting it go, knowing your market, how to actually make your business plan work, doing the SWOT analysis and the PESTEL analysis, preparing the actual business plan, and finally the startup. It will also include knowing your market, that is your segmentation, targeting, positioning, market research, working out your finances, how to actually make it work, which will include your staffing, your premises, your equipment, licensing, etc. Conducting the feasibility study, the analysis, and the final preparation of the business plan. So let's start with getting your imagination going. This is where you should start thinking creatively about the different ideas for your social enterprise. In the earlier chapters, we saw so many creative and innovative ideas of social entrepreneurs and their enterprises, not only in India, but across the world. You could pick up any idea from there, or you could come up with an entirely new idea based on the realities of your locations and your surroundings. Or you could mix and merge. Maybe you have a social idea which kind of works with one of the ideas that you've already seen. So the entire universe is open. You need to pick up your idea and fix on it. This is the first step to get going for your social enterprise. Next, you will also need to understand the reality of running a social enterprise, because there are so many challenges ahead and you need to prepare yourself for each of these challenges. Challenge number one. One of the biggest mistakes that nonprofits make when developing a social enterprise is thinking that it will generate big profits and they can plug gaps in funding. This is a very dangerous misconception. Social enterprises will cost you money, at least in the short run. And most businesses will take years before they start covering their costs to break even, let alone generate profits. We have also seen in the earlier chapters that break-even periods for social enterprises are much longer than that of for-profit organizations. So you really need to be prepared for the long haul. Challenge number two. There are no shortcuts to creating a successful enterprise. Your research and development process will take at least 6 to 12 months before you come close to starting your social enterprise. Further, it will probably take you another 3 or 4 years before your social enterprise covers its own costs. So you need to keep in mind your sustainability. How are you going to be sustainable during this waiting period? Challenge number three. Running a social enterprise, or for that matter any enterprise, does not get easier with time. Even successful enterprises, be it social or otherwise, which have been around for years, are still vulnerable to failure. Competition is getting stronger by the day. The cost of production will keep rising. You may face attrition, that is, your key staff members may move on to other jobs or organizations despite your best efforts to retain them. There will be changes in the environment around you. There may be changes in the legislations. These are all the ongoing challenges that you should be prepared to face. Challenge number four, getting the idea for your social enterprise to start off. It does not really matter where your ideas for a social enterprise come from. As we saw in the earlier chapter or even the earlier slides, whether your idea is an existing idea in the market, or you want to replicate the same, or you want to do it in a different way, or you want to replicate the same thing but in another geographical area. So there is no right or wrong way to get ideas for your social enterprise. But you need to get an idea and you need to focus on it to make it the mission of your social enterprise. To establish whether your idea is a good business proposition or not, what you need to do is run through some checklists. These checklists will help you figure out whether your idea will work out or not. Checklist number one. You may think you have a great idea, but will anyone really pay you for what you want to do? Further, will you have enough people to pay for your idea? That is, will it have a big and a large customer base? Also, will these people pay enough for your product? By enough, we mean at least enough to cover your cost plus a reasonable profit. Let us take an example. Let us assume that you think in some local rural village that you are working in, the medical health facilities are very poor. And you want to not only cover one village, but you want to cover maybe 15-20 villages at a time. And you think the best solution for this is a mobile health van. So here you have a great idea, according to you, that you want to improve the health of the people because they do not have access to primary health care, and you think the mobile health van is a very good idea. But if there is a primary health care area, maybe in the surrounding villages, not in the villages where you want to run a mobile health care, where these people are getting the services for free, do you think that these people will actually pay you for your mobile healthcare services, even if they are superior services compared to the primary healthcare services being offered? Secondly, let's say the people are willing to pay because they feel the services given by the primary healthcare services are very bad. Are there enough people? Is the volume of people, the adults and the children, enough for you to cover the costs of your mobile healthcare van? You need to think about that. And finally, maybe the people are willing to pay a certain price, but are they willing to pay you enough which will cover the cost of operations plus a reasonable profit? So you need to take all these factors into consideration in your checklist, in your very first checklist. Checklist number two. How do you know that your social enterprise idea will make a difference? For example, if you are working on an enterprise which will create jobs for the underprivileged to improve their livelihoods, but have you taken the trouble or have you done the research to ask the people who you want to create jobs whether they want to do these jobs? Or have you done a survey about whether they want to work in your social enterprise or in the kind of social enterprise that you want to find, you want to establish? Also, if they want to work in a social enterprise, does the social idea you want to execute excite them as well? Will they be willing to join you? Then the numbers. How many jobs, training opportunities, or work experience placements can you realistically create through your social enterprise? Because if the idea is for a very small business, is it really worth it to create a business only for a small number of jobs that probably your social enterprise can create? Next, why will this kind of social enterprise or the one that you have in mind be suitable for the people you want to employ? Also, if for your enterprise you want to take in people from the surrounding areas, what about their training or what about the qualifications? Do they have the necessary skill sets to join your business? And if they do not have the necessary skills for the job, have you lined up suitable training programs for them? What about the cost of these training programs? If you have to train these people, there will definitely be a cost involved. Have you factored all this while working out your financials? What kind of work environment will your social enterprise have? Will it be an open office culture with flexi timings to suit the millennials? And what are your plans to monitor their work ethics if you are not going to be around all the time or if you are not going to be in the location where your social enterprise is being set up? So you need to think through all these things. Next, let's move on to checklist number three. Are you realistic about your capabilities? Which means, are you prepared for the long haul? We have been stressing umpteen number of times that for a social entrepreneur, you have to be prepared for the long haul. And this is because bringing about a change is a long drawn out process, and you should have it in you to be patient. Most importantly, do you find change exciting? As we have seen earlier, changes which took a century or decades earlier are now happening at a much, much faster pace. Do you have the ability to be flexible and adapt to these constant changes around you, be it political, be it environmental, be it legislative, or be it technological? Do you have it in you to be flexible and adapt to these constant changes? Also, do you have it in you to motivate others and lead them? Because the success of your enterprise will not depend only on you being committed and you being passionate. It will also be that all your employees share the same enthusiasm and commitment as you for your cause and your organization. Have you thoroughly understood all the challenges? And do you understand how much work will be involved before your social enterprise will be a success? Have you mapped out clear roles and responsibilities, not only for yourself, but also for all those who will be employed in your enterprise? Checklist number 4. What do you know about the surroundings? That is, what do you know about the industry your social enterprise would operate in? It's not enough to know only about your own social enterprise, but also details about the industry in which you are going to operate. This is very important. Is there likely to be a lot of technical expertise required? And will this technical expertise required be expensive or time consuming? Do you have the contacts, partners or networks in the industry? Because at some time or the other, you are going to need to reach out to the people in the industry for your social enterprise needs as well. Knowing your market. There are 3 steps involved in defining your market. The first one is segmentation. Understand who the potential customers for your goods or services are and categorize them into logical groupings. This should be based on an understanding what people want, how they behave, and what their attitudes are. Be aware that there may be more than one market for your products, depending on your business. For example, you may be able to sell your products to other businesses or other social enterprises as well as to the direct public. Targeting. Pick up the groupings in each of your markets as the customers you want to focus on exclusively. This will be based on your capabilities and your social objectives. Positioning. Determine how you would like your product or service to be perceived by your target customers. Your position should be able to answer the key question of why customers would buy from you instead of other competitors. That is, if your competitors have a similar product, what is that unique selling point that you have that will make the customers switch to your product? Next, let's move on to market research. Now, your social enterprise needs to be based firmly on the market reality, for which you need to do a thorough market research. And this market research is of 2 types. Primary research, which includes talking to your customers directly, observing the competition and potential customers, and testing your product with real customers. You can also do secondary research, which includes gathering information from trade journals, competitors' price lists, literature of competitors, government reports, surveys and questionnaires from the internet. Nowadays, Google gives you all the answers. So you need to do thoroughly primary and secondary research for your social enterprise. Checklist number 5. What are all the things that you will have to do to sell to these customers? Why will the customers buy from you? Meaning, why should the customer buy only from you and not from your competitor who may be offering a similar product at the same price or maybe even a lower price? Is it that your product has better quality or it's got some additional feature which probably your competitor's product does not have. You need to know your unique selling point and make sure your consumers or your customers are aware of it. So what is your unique selling point that makes your product stand out is of key importance. How many potential customers are there for your product and how will you reach them? For example, if it's a base of the pyramid customers that you're targeting, then you will need to have certain marketing and advertising avenues. If it's the upper level of the customers in the base of pyramid, then there will be different strategies. So what are the channels that you will use? Will it be traditional media like TV and press, or will you use newer methods like social media as well? Further, if you want to reach out through social media, do your employees have the skill set for using the social media? All these factors you need to think through thoroughly. Next, what potential share of the market can you expect to get? What is your target of the market share that you are aiming for? And at what price will you be selling your product or service to make sure your business is self-sustaining? Understanding the market forces. Here, now that we have done some research and got to know your market in more detail, you need to think about the broader forces that will affect your social enterprise. This will help you understand how your social enterprise will be affected by a whole range of factors that you may have not thought about so far. 1. Competitive rivalry. You need to think or ask questions like, are there many competitors providing the same or similar product and in the same market? Is price the main way the customers determine who they buy from for that particular product or service that you want to sell? And how much scope is there to increase profit by increasing the quality or performance relative to the competitors? Next, you have the supplier part. Is there only a small number of key suppliers in the market? This is of course relative to the number of businesses that may be buying from them. Are the materials and services that you are going to source from your suppliers the critical factors in delivering your product or service? If yes, and if the suppliers cannot supply you, then do you have any contingency plans? So you need to think through clearly of if the suppliers are limited, then how is it that you are going to manage them and make sure you get your raw materials or inputs from them versus the competitors? On the other hand, we have the customer power. Is there only a small number of key customers in the market? And if that is so, how is it that you will make sure these customers come to you for the product and not go to the competitor who is giving a similar product? You will also face some barriers to entry, and that is the capital requirements. Are there very high capital requirements to become a leader in the market? How hard is it to get access to prospective customers and the suppliers? And most importantly, are there any licensing or regulatory restrictions that must be met before a business can operate in the market? For example, let's say you want to start a food processing unit. For food processing, you will need to get licenses from FSSAI, that is the Food Safety Standards Authority of India. You need to factor in how will you go out getting those licenses. And finally, potential for substitutes. Are there similar product or services competing for attention with your same target customers? So these are the market forces that you will have to bear in mind before starting your social enterprise. Next, you need to work out your finances. Because now that you have a better understanding of the likely market for your social enterprise, you can start to build up the financial model for your social enterprise. While making money is crucial to the sustainability of your social enterprise, it means nothing unless you can also be sure that your social enterprise is making a genuine social impact. And that is because you are in the business of making social changes in society and not maximizing profits. So taking the same example of medical health vans that we spoke about earlier, Your key should not be to earn the maximum money from the patients, because that is what any other medical service provider will do. Your aim should be that the health of the people definitely improves in the area in which you're providing these services. The people are leading more productive lives. The number of unproductive days are going down, and therefore they are able to earn livelihood or make a better livelihood because of the more productive days at their disposal. These are the kind of changes and social impact that you should be aiming for. So it is crucial to make sure that you do not lose sight of the social purpose when you run your social enterprise. But how do you make all of this actually work? Let us see this in checklist 6. Staffing. Very, very important. Who will manage your business? Is it going to be you? Or do you need to recruit someone with commercial expertise to run the social enterprise? What kind of staffing structure are you going to need? Also, if you are going to take people from the marginalized sections to work as employees in your organization, will you need additional staff to supervise them or train them or support them and their needs? If the social enterprise is going to be the part of a bigger organization, do you need to build in extra management time for it? Are there any industry-specific training requirements that you need to comply with? For example, food industry will have its own regulations, automobile industry will have its other set of regulations, and so on and so forth. Premises. Where will your business be located? And what kind of premises will you need? Are you going to own the premises or are you going to lease the premises? And if you are going to lease the premises, for how long are you going to need it? And how much is going to cost you? Same way with equipment. What kind of equipment do you need for your enterprise? Is this readily available? And what is its cost? Are there enough suppliers giving the kind of equipment that you need? And will you get the equipment in time for your social enterprise when you have planned for its launch? Also, do you need to buy it or can you lease it? Same thing, if you are going to lease it, for how long are you going to lease it? And what are the costs involved? Licenses. Do you need any special licenses to operate the business? And most businesses will definitely need some kind of license or the other. So how long and from where do you get these licenses? You definitely need to know this information. There are several other factors. For example, how successful are you at delivering the current activities? And what are the skills that you have? What is the experience that you have in running your social enterprise? What are the resources that you will bring to the table, or what are the skills that you will bring to the table to develop your social enterprise? What exactly is involved in running the type of social business that you have in mind? So all these factors will help you draw up your business plan.